This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. A group of businesses has sued in federal court to try to end New Mexico's COVID-19 public health order. They claim that Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and state health officials have imposed arbitrary and unnecessary rules in response to the coronavirus pandemic. It's the latest legal challenge to the governor's public health orders. Earlier this year, the state Supreme Court backed her authority to restrict activities during the pandemic. The lawsuit this week asks the U.S. District Court to override the governor's executive orders and limit any future public health orders to an extremely limited period of time, unless authorized by state lawmakers. It also asks that the plaintiffs be compensated for lost income during the lockdowns. A spokesman for the state health department called it the worst pandemic in a century and said the lawsuit, quote, appears to be out of step with these realities. State health officials today reported 1,316 new COVID-19 cases, pushing the total to more than 141,000 since the pandemic began. There were also 33 additional deaths. The total number of COVID-related deaths among New Mexicans is now 2,436. The National Park Service says a man who was tased during a confrontation with a park ranger in New Mexico was seen climbing on and among petroglyph features off-trail. The federal agency late yesterday released more details and video of the interaction between the ranger and Daryl House, saying an investigation is ongoing. The video shows the ranger telling House that Native American tribes from the area consider Petroglyph National Monument as sacred and that visitors are supposed to stay on designated trails to preserve the cultural resources and allow the desert vegetation to recover. Video taken by House showed the ranger asking for his identification. House told the ranger that he was back on the trail and didn't need to provide his ID. House walked away as the ranger told him to stop. House picked up his dog in one hand, lifted his cell phone in the other, and began yelling for help as he was tased. House did not return messages from the Associated Press. In his social media posts, he said he goes to the monument to pray and meditate. The case has been referred to the National Park Service's Internal Affairs Unit. A New Mexico judge has ruled that the state's system for funding the construction of buildings in public school districts is unconstitutional and ordered officials to devise a fair system. The ruling by 11th Judicial District Court Judge Louis E. DePauli Jr. yesterday said the funding system was not properly equitable. Democratic State Representative Patty Lundstrom says lawmakers should change the system in the upcoming 60-day legislative session. Democratic State Senator Mimi Stewart believes some parts of the judge's ruling don't accurately describe the state's capital outlay funding and that the state should appeal the order. The Albuquerque Journal reported Stewart was not specific as to what inaccuracies she was referring to. DePauli said in his report that the current system makes property-poor districts pay more in taxes but receive less. This is KUNM.